A person who believes in Allah has his own special attitudes and behavior that reveal his moral virtues. Examples of these moral virtues are revealed in detail in the Holy Quran. A believer is fully submitted to Allah, patient, just, affectionate, compassionate, humble, loyal, and helpful. According to those who do not live by the moral values of the Quran, such virtues may vary depending on the time, conditions, cultures, events, and individuals. But the fact is that according to the Quran, the ideal Muslim model never changes according to time or circumstances. In this film, you will see some examples of behavior described by Allah in the Quran. The Quran reveals that modesty is a characteristic of faith, whereas pride and arrogance are features of unbelievers. Because the first thing that religious moral values teach is the fact that one is a helpless servant. Believers are aware of this and therefore behave with humility. People caught up in feelings of arrogance, however, persistently reject the truths revealed in the Quran. These people are described as follows in the Quran.
I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan.
And they rejected those signs in inequity and arrogance, though their souls were convinced thereof. So see what was the end of those who acted corruptly. Allah commands believers to be humble and reveals in the Quran that He does not love the proud. This is by itself a sufficient reason for believers to eschew arrogance. The importance of humility is revealed as follows in the verses of the Quran.
I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan.
But your God is one Allah. Then submit your wills to Him in Islam, and give the good news to those who humble themselves.
Arrogant people think that arrogant manners earn other people's appreciation, and so resort to exaggerated manners of walking, speaking, and looking. The signs of such arrogance are especially evident in their manner of walking.
Allah reveals in the Quran that walking in arrogance is an unpleasing behavior, and cites the advice given by Luqman, peace be upon him, to his son in the following verse.
I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan.
Do not turn your cheek in scorn toward people, nor walk in insolence on the earth, for Allah does not love any arrogant boaster. We must not forget that the reason why Satan was expelled from Allah's presence was his pride. Satan claimed to be superior to all other created entities. It is impossible for any believer knowing this to engage in any behavior reminiscent of Satan's pride. The reward for people who behave humbly is revealed thus in verses.
I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan.
That abode of the hereafter we shall give to those who intend no high-handedness or mischief on earth, and the end is best for the righteous. Believers who put aside their habitual views and observe their environment will understand that everything they perceive is a blessing from Allah. They will understand that everything, eyes, ears, body, all the food they eat, the clean air they breathe, houses, goods, and property, the things they own, and even microorganisms and stars have been placed at their disposal. And these blessings are too numerous to count. As our Lord reveals in the following verse, it is impossible to classify and count all these blessings.
I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan.
If you counted up the favors of Allah, you would never be able to number them, for Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. Believers who know that Allah is the compassionate and the merciful enjoy the blessings of this world within legitimate bounds. But they are never deceived by these into forgetting Allah, the hereafter, and to live by the Quran. They never forget that the blessings of this world are temporary and limited. They are tested with these blessings and that their true counterparts are in the hereafter. For someone who lives according to the teachings of the Quran, the blessings of this world, such as property, possessions, and position, are only means by which to draw near and give thanks to Allah. A believer knows that Allah is the real Lord of the blessings given him, and that they come only from him. He does everything he can to give thanks to our Lord who created these blessings, and to show his appreciation and gratitude. They strive to remember Allah's blessings and to tell others of them. Allah reveals in Surah Ad-Duha,
I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan.
Your Lord will soon give to you, and you will be satisfied. Did he not find you orphaned and shelter you? Did he not find you wandering and guide you? Did he not find you impoverished and enrich you? So as for orphans, do not oppress them, and as for beggars, do not berate them, and as for the blessings of your Lord, speak out. Before some people give thanks, they wait for some special blessings or for some major problems to be solved. But if they thought for a moment, they would see that every moment of a person's life is filled with blessings. Continually, at every moment, countless blessings are bestowed on us, such as life, health, intelligence, consciousness, the five senses, and the air we breathe. Some people only appreciate the value of blessings when they are deprived of them. Believers, on the other hand, give thanks to Allah for every blessing. Allah is He who gives in abundance to those who give thanks.
I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan.
And when your Lord announced, if you are grateful, I will certainly give you increase, but if you are ungrateful, my punishment is severe. Cleanliness is one of Allah's commandments, and it is the most appropriate attitude for the creation of believers. Therefore, the cleanliness they fervently pursue as a form of religious observance is a great pleasure and comfort for believers. Allah reveals in many verses how believers must be pure in mind and body. Some noteworthy details regarding believers' purity is described in the Quran as follows. The idea of cleanliness in Islamic moral values is very different from that of a society living far removed from religious values. First of all, cleanliness is in the soul. Avoiding and purifying oneself of all patterns and lifestyles which are incompatible with the morality of the Quran endues a person a spiritual cleanliness. Someone with spiritual cleanliness purges his mind and conscience of all forms of evil. He never harbors ugly feelings such as hatred, jealousy, cruelty, and selfishness, which people who are unaware of the moral values of the Quran live by and regard as perfectly normal. The environment of a believer will desire to establish in this world is similar to that of paradise. Believers seek to live in this world by everything that Allah promises in paradise, to the extent that circumstances permit. One of the features of paradise is the cleanliness of the people there. 24th verse of Surat At-Tur refers to the people in paradise being like hidden pearls. The 25th verse of Surat Al-Baqarah says that there will be spouses of perfect purity in paradise. The Quran refers not only to the cleanliness of believers' bodies, but also to that of their clothing. Believers are commanded to,
I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan.
Purify your clothes, shun all filth. Furthermore, physical cleanliness is important because it shows one's respect for other people. Indeed, respecting other people requires taking care of one's physical appearance. Believers not only avoid dirt, but also display subtleties that emphasize their profound respect for others. One way to show this respect is to wear clean clothes. We should be aware of the following points. People generally tend to be at their best when meeting or trying to impress people they consider important. Under the moral values of the Quran, however, believers regard such careful grooming as essential because it fully accords with their desire to please Allah. Believers who keep their bodies and clothing clean also take great care to keep their surroundings clean and orderly. One of the examples of this revealed in the Quran concerns the Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him.
I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan.
And we located the position of the house for Ibrahim. Do not associate anything with me and purify my house for those who circle it and those who stand and bow and prostrate. As the verse also indicates, such environmental cleanliness is maintained primarily for other believers who will perform their acts of worship to earn Allah's good pleasure. All believers should thus keep their homes clean and tidy, for doing so gladdens a believer's heart. Another subject calling for scrupulous care, as required by believers' moral values, is the selection of clean foodstuffs. This is also a command that Allah issues to believers in the Quran.
I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan.
Eat of the good things that we have provided for you. Mankind, eat of what is good and lawful on earth. Do not follow in the footsteps of Satan, for he truly is an outright enemy to you. In addition, Allah relates the story of the people of the cave to point out that believers should prefer clean food.
I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan.
They said, Your Lord knows best how long you have been here. Send one of your number into the city with the silver that you have, so that he can see which food is purest and bring you some of it to eat. In almost every society, there are people who are not believers, but who still live more or less according to the values that Allah has described in the Quran. When necessary, these people can behave helpfully, gently, and with self-sacrifice, mercy, and justice. But there may also be times when they show no patience. In every situation and in all circumstances, a believer is determined to act by the values of the Quran and the way he lives. He is patient with others who say and do things that are wrong or unpleasant. A person who has espoused the teachings of the Quran will realize that all these things are created this way in his destiny and will never behave in an unseemingly irritated or peevish way. Allah issues this commandment in Surah Fusilat.
I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan.
A good action and a bad action are not the same. Repel the bad with something better. And if there is enmity between you and someone else, he will be like a bosom friend. None will obtain it but those who are truly steadfast. None will obtain it but those who have great good fortune. Some people become angry very easily. Unable to restrain their rage, they may shout and harm themselves or others. Such behavior is a sign that the person is acting out of emotion rather than reason. In some people, emotionality reveals itself in the form of anger, irritability, or aggression. A person holding such moral values may become angry and cause conflict at any moment. For example, he may start shouting and crying when someone else occupies a space in a car park and start kicking the car in question. Or if someone accidentally bumps into him as he walks along the road, he may fall into a sudden rage. Or he may become angry and say all kinds of unkind things to a child of his who forgets his house key, the waiter who is late presenting the bill, a secretary who keeps him waiting on the phone, or drivers of other cars on the road. Someone who cannot restrain his anger in the face of situations that reasonable people can easily cope with will react in an exaggerated and unnecessary manner. Most of the time, they hurt either themselves or those around them. Believers are told in the Quran that they must overcome their anger.
I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan.
Those who give in times of both ease and hardship, those who control their rage and pardon other people, Allah loves the good doers. Although rage may surface as an instant reaction in particular situations, a believer should comply with the description in the verse by controlling it. That is because rage clouds one's mind and hinders sound reasoning. In such a case, a person runs the risk of transgressing the limits of Allah. Believers who know this restrain their anger under all conditions and always behave in a moderate manner. Man is created with a nature that takes pleasure in beauty and with a desire to live in happiness and in well-being. Therefore, it is a completely natural human desire to be rid of unpleasant situations as quickly as possible or to turn them into pleasant ones. In fact, being peaceful, cheerful, happy, and comfortable is an important factor for being healthy in terms of body and spirit. However, when people act according to their feelings, desires, and measures without regard for the teachings of the Quran, they become oppressed by sorrow, worry, and fear. When one has no understanding of the nature of fate and complete submission to his will, as taught in the Quran, he is in a state of constant struggle with the anxiety that arises from not knowing what will happen to him or to those close to him at any given time. Whereas if he lives his life according to the religion that Allah has chosen for him and according to the moral values of the Quran, he will never experience this anxiety or any other such difficulty. Allah proclaims this truth through his messengers when he reveals,
I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan.
All those who follow my guidance will not go astray and will not be miserable. But if anyone turns away from my reminder, his life will be a dark and narrow one. As stated in the above verse, many people turn away from Allah's reminder, and as a result live anxious and unhappy lives. Their minds are continually agitated by the fear of being fired and ending up poor, of being cheated or becoming sick. When they hope for adulation, they worry they will be ridiculed. When they hope for loyalty, they fear being confronted with ingratitude. They become pessimistic when they consider the possibility of receiving bad news at any moment, or that someone might say or do something unpleasant to them. Even in their happiest moments, they live with the anxiety that they cannot make the moment last forever. Their life is really a nightmare.
A person who assesses a situation superficially and reacts emotionally to it cannot foresee how, if something were to happen to him, it might in a later stage turn out to be good for him.
Consider, for example, a person who is dejected because he missed his bus. How does he know that that bus will not be involved in an accident a moment later? Let us consider another example. A driver misses an exit that he is very familiar with and finds himself on the wrong direction. Assessing the situation from his superficial level of understanding, he becomes angry at himself, his joy evaporating because he will have to drive farther than he wanted. However, it was Allah who made him take that road, as in every occurrence, this too was his destiny. There are many such examples in daily life. It is therefore very important for this subject to be well understood and constantly borne in mind.
Everything a person encounters, great or small, is in his destiny, and Allah creates all things for the best for Muslims.
It is essential to fully comprehend and never forget this, and to look at all things through the eyes of wisdom, knowing they are all for the best. Evaluating all events within Allah's lofty plan in this way, and never grieving over anything, is a great blessing for this world and the hereafter. This will be instrumental in a believer enjoying reason, willpower, peace, and comfort. As we have seen in the examples given throughout the documentary, living by the moral values of the Quran is a source of great ease and comfort. It is the only way that a person can profit in this world and the hereafter. People who live by the moral values of the Quran spend their whole lives as shaped by these virtues. They scrupulously abide by the commandments and prohibitions of the Quran and carefully avoid doing anything different. Their behavior is never false and never alters according to their environments. They exhibit a powerful character. They act in the knowledge that all events come from Allah and are all for the good. With these characteristics, they can easily be distinguished from many other individuals in the society in which they live. They adopt the morality of the prophets revealed in the Quran as their role models and strive to attain the moral virtues in question. It must not be forgotten that it is only possible to deserve and enter the paradise that Allah promises to believers by attaining these virtues. Only in that way can one hope for Allah to forgive one's sins and accept His servants into paradise out of His mercy. Allah makes this promise to believers in the Quran.
I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan.
Yes. The friends of Allah will feel no fear and will know no sorrow, those who believe and guard against evil. There is good news for them in the life of this world and in the hereafter. There is no changing the words of Allah. That is the great victory.